Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 468, Can You Network Too Much? This is part of our Ask Ivan series. If you have a question for Ivan, email him at this address, askivan@bni.com.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Wow, I'm actually home this week. I've been traveling a lot, and I'm back in Austin, Texas, and doing this interview overlooking Lake Austin and working from home this week.
Oh, that sounds beautiful. So can you network too much?
Yeah, this is a question that comes from Johan. And Johan, he gave me a story. It's a great story. He admits to basically being in a networking 12-step program. he says he is a bit of a networking addict. And he has accumulated a ton of CEU points from doing one-to-ones. And his question is, can a person network too much within the BNI framework? And so, Johan, I'm going to answer the question both within BNI and outside BNI. It's important that I go through the whole answer, because the short answer is, yeah. People can definitely network too much. And I know that's counterintuitive. You hear the founder of the world's largest networking group say you can network too much, but that's really the truth. The key here to me is networking wide or networking deep. So, Johan, you say you do a lot of one-to-ones. To me, that's networking deep. You know, if your personal network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it'll never be a powerful personal network. And so if your networking is about really building strong referral relationships with people, it's a little harder to network too much, but it is absolutely possible to network too much. And I'll give you a case in point. I was traveling through the Midwest a few years ago when I kept hearing people talk about a woman who was at this event, and they called her the Queen of Networking. She was not a BNI member. It was a big event. But they called her the Queen of Networking. And by the way, this is not Hazel Walker. Hazel, this is a little shout-out for Hazel, who calls herself the Queen of Networking. This is not Hazel. Hazel is my co-author in the Business Networking and Sex book, the gender book about networking, men and women networking. Anyway, I kept hearing about this woman they were calling the Queen of Networking, and those who had that knew her said she was at like every single event and managed to talk to every person in the room, and she was like the best networker they knew. And it happened that she ended up at that event that night, surprise, surprise, and we met and we talked, but a little while later, she pulled me aside. And she seemed a little anxious and a little bit upset. And I wondered, why is the Queen of Networking here so distraught? And she said, "Ivan, you know, I'm really glad I met you. I know everyone keeps calling me the Queen of Networking, but I'm not getting any business. what am I doing wrong?" And I was really shocked to hear her say that. And I asked her, "How many events does she attend each week, networking events?" So she told me she went to between 8 and 10 networking events a week.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was really shocked by that. And I told her that was the problem. She was spreading herself too thin. I talked to her about the VCP process. If you have never heard me talk about the VCP process and you're listening to this podcast, do a search on VCP and listen to a couple of the podcasts. It's about the process that you have to go through to build a powerful personal network. First, you have to be visible, then you have to establish credibility, and then and only then can you move to profitability. So go listen to one of those podcasts. And I told her she was so focused, so incredibly heavily on the visibility piece of VCP that she lost sight of the credibility piece. I told her to scale back on her efforts and work on deepening a few crucial relationships at a time, and then add to them over time, and establish credibility in the community. Because, like I said earlier, if your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, you'll never have a powerful personal network. One of the things I told her is something that Johan mentions in his question to me. One of the things I told her was do more one-to-ones and focus on the gains exchange. And I know we've talked about the gains exchange many times on this podcast. Do a search on gains, G-A-I-N-S. Gains stands for goals, accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills. And I told her, do a gains exchange with people and start to build a relationship with these individuals. So, Johan, yeah, it's possible to network too much, but it's generally, I'm talking about more in terms of just going out and creating visibility and not going deep and creating credibility. However, it is possible to still network too much, even with one-to-ones. I have known a couple of BNI members that that have kind of achieved what I would call networking burnout. Remember that networking is a marathon, not a sprint. And I see people who go into it like a sprint. Now, I get it at first because you're excited, you know, and I don't know, John, how long you've been in BNI, but I get it where new people come in and they're excited and they're sprinting, and that's great because in the beginning you need to. But remember, if you really want to do this well, it's about a long-term process. So pace yourself. You know, set aside a certain amount of time each week to do one-to-ones. How much time is that? I've talked about this in podcasts before. In the book that I mentioned with that I did with Hazel and Frank Draffoli, we found that the average business person spent about 6.5 hours a week in their networking efforts, and that includes one-to-ones as well as networking meetings. So if your goal is to be average, you want to spend 6.5 hours a week. We think something closer to 8 a week is probably a little more effective. So if you're spending more than that, you might be spending a little bit too much. You don't want to burn yourself out. That includes going to networking BNI meetings. It includes going to chambers, service clubs, one-to-ones. You know, all your networking opportunities that you might have would include all of that. So, Johan, I hope that answers your question. Yes, it's possible to do it. If you're going deep in building credibility with people, and if you're at profitability with people where they're passing you referrals and you're passing them referrals, then it's really important you meet with them periodically because you don't want those relationships to dissipate. You know, nothing hurts of a referral relationship more than doing a bad job. The second thing is benign neglect. When you're just neglecting that referral partner and you're not maintaining that relationship. So, you know, if you're doing all of those things and you're pacing yourself, then you're doing things right, Johan, or anybody else listening to this podcast. But it is possible to burn yourself out. Don't be a victim of networking burnout. Pace yourself. It's a marathon. What are your thoughts, Priscilla?
Well, I just have one thought, which is, and tell me what you think of this. I decided to have an event here at the studio and invite the whole chapter to help kind of have more people visit the studio that might not have been here before. And I don't know if you consider that a good idea or not, but it seemed like a shortcut to me. I don't know.
I think it's an outstanding idea, and they can meet the person that you never hear his voice. They can meet James. James, if there's a microphone, you should say hi.
He's not near a microphone, unfortunately.
All right. Well, they can meet James. James is the guy who makes all the magic happen, and any flubs that I give on air, he's able to clean it all up. So I think it's a great idea, Priscilla, and here's why. Particularly in your business, in some businesses more than others, having people come to the office is a great idea because they can actually see a little bit about what's done. You know, chiropractors, it's great if you've never been to a chiropractic office to do an event where, you know, people can do a tour and see what happens. A studio, what a great idea to bring people there and let them see what it is that you do. Maybe, you know, do a short recording of some kind with a few people there just so they can see how it works. You know, any kind of business that, you know, people are curious about, I think it's a fantastic idea. And I've seen, you know, mixers even in banks or in accounting offices, you know, where, you know, it's just an office, but it's still great to have people come to your location and see where you're at and see, you know, what you've got going. So, yeah, love the idea, Priscilla. I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Ivan. I appreciate all that feedback.
Thank you. And don't forget, this is the Ask Ivan series. So if you have a question for me, I will do my best to respond to as many of them as possible. And the email address is askivan@bni.com. Back to you, Priscilla.
Okay, perfect. Well, I think that's it for this week. I want to thank you so much, Ivan, and I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thanks for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you will join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.